This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, with Sherry Avery of the Brookings Summer Arts Festival coming up here in just a week or so. First of all, Sherry, the Summer Arts Festival has been how many years now?
This is our 42nd annual Brookings Summer Arts Festival. It's the weekend of July 13th and 14th this year. It's always the second whole weekend after the year, and this is a good example. With the 30th being on a Sunday, we are always the second whole weekend of July. So the 13th and 14th here in Brookings.
Now, are you doing anything for the 4th of July there?
Here in Brookings?
Yes.
The city is, there's a parade at 11 o'clock on Thursday, and I believe there's a whole bunch of activities out at the Swiftel Center on the 4th of July. And I'm sure there's some fireworks that night. It's kind of like if you just show up, there are usually some great fireworks at the Swiftel Center, and people have all of their favorite parking spots around the Swiftel and the Innovation Campus and the Innovation Village and all that eastern side of town. Everybody seems to find their favorite spot to watch the fireworks. So, we're looking forward to a nice 4th, nice weather.
Well, Sherry, you're a hairdresser, I believe. How'd you get in charge of all of this?
Well, I'm all of the committee members we're volunteers. And so as a volunteer committee, we all have other lives. And so I am a hairdresser here in Brookings. And when you called the other day, I was a little knee-deep in something I couldn't quite get out of. So I appreciate you calling back.
Now, you do have volunteers, I know, from Sioux Falls, too. I think John Mogan is one of them, isn't he?
Well, John is actually was a performer with us last year. He's not actually on the committee. I know that he's friends with Trace Meyer, and Trace Meyer from Artworks in Brookings this year is our chairperson of the 42nd Festival. And so Trace also heads up our entertainment committee. And so he has gotten to know all of these entertainers, and John Mogan, of course, is one of those people.
Well, yeah, he's on Facebook with you all the time, I know. Well, the you're kind of, you know, in Watertown, they have the Rankin Art Building there. In Sioux Falls, we have the Pavilion, so you're kind of in the middle there. But Brookings has a lot of its own art, too, doesn't it?
Oh, we do. We have a really active Brookings Area Arts Council. Located in the Community Cultural Center, right across from our brand new Children's Museum, the South Dakota Children's Museum. And that's become a real mecca downtown. So a lot of art from local artists goes on there, a lot of kids' activities, both in the Community Cultural Center and the Children's Museum. And then we, of course, host the South Dakota Art Museum on North Madary Avenue. And we're so fortunate to have that located here in Brookings. Lynn Brashear and her staff do a marvelous job with displays and programming there at the museum, as well as the permanent collections that are there at the art museum. And lest I forget, the South Dakota Egg Heritage Museum is just north of the art museum on Madary, so we've got an agricultural museum up there also. And they also have artwork pertaining to agricultural there. So we do have a lot of art going on here in Brookings. It's really fun. And so we hope, again, that in the summertime when we have the Brookings Summer Arts Festival, we are out in Pioneer Park on the very west edge of Brookings. We have a great old historic band shell and lovely, lovely park, tree-lined park there that it just gives us a different venue to showcase artists from Brookings and the region, and actually we have a tremendous amount of national artists that come into Brookings for this arts festival. And sometimes some of those people get a chance to see what's going on in Brookings, and often at different functions later in the year, I see pieces of art from artists that do not live in Brookings but feel so inclined to make a donation here to each charity that requests something. So we feel really lucky, and it is nice to be in the corridor of Watertown and Sioux Falls to have, it actually gives visitors to South Dakota, a 50-mile jaunt in between to check out different things in each town, and each town has their own specialty, so that's a good thing.
Well, you're not far from Madison or Flandreau, or you're kind of the center of all of the art there.
Well, hopefully, you know, down in Madison, John Green's studio there, and they have, they advertised John's work very greatly in the Madison work there. And we also got a great theater program here, both in the high school and at the university during the year. And then, of course, the Prairie Repertory Theater, PRT, is just finishing up here this weekend here in Brookings. And then we'll move down to Brandon with the four plays that they've had this year. So we have that. And then we have a strong community theater program here in Brookings. They put on 3 to 4 plays a year in our community theater. And then when you said Flander, it made me think of that. Flander, of course, has a community theater, and as well as Lake Benton, Minnesota. Several of our Brookings artists go east to Lake Benton and perform in some of their community performances over there, too. So it's not that far to Flander or Lake Benton, so we kind of mix it up a little bit.
Well, actually, in the old days, there used to be what they called chachaquas, where trains would come out of the Minnesota area to Madison, Flander, and Brookings for big tent festivals, they called them back then. So you do have some history, and you say it's the 41st annual?
42nd annual.
Okay, I don't want to miss that.
Yep, we had a big old celebration for our 40th, and so we, of course, look forward to our 50th, but in the meantime, we've got several more festivals to get through before we get to 50. So 42nd festival, we started very small. It was a group activity. Actually, Northern Border Pipeline Company was coming into town, and they needed some, words to put into a publication to tell somebody about the town that they were in. And they said, well, is there anything going on in the summer? Can we advertise? And somebody got the idea to have a festival. And Dave Huebner is a longtime artist from Bushnell, South Dakota, who was here at that time. And he and many people, got the idea to have a whole celebration. And so I think there were 15 art booths down in Pioneer Park, where we're still located today. But there was a dog show and several parades and probably a little car show and a horse show and some kind of little antique show. And there were things at the art museum and everything where they could actually truly write up that it would really did happen rather than just make it up. So we started with about 15 booths, like I said, and now we've grown to where we are today. We have over 205 artists coming this year. It's a juried art show here in the park. And so all of the artists have been selected in March by our committee of the Brookings Summer Arts Festival. And so all of these artists, like I said, are coming from, and not just, there's definitely Brookings artists, there's Sioux Falls and Minneapolis artists, regional artists, but we have several artists from all across the nation coming to us this year. So humble beginnings, very humble beginnings, and we are very happy and proud to still host that event there at Pioneer Park.
Now, Sherry, let me just, make this clear. The festival actually started 42 years ago because of a pipeline that was coming in. So we can say that, having a pipeline built coming into Brookings really brought in some culture then, didn't it?
You think the Keystone or something like that can get a bigger festival going? Yes, it's the Northern Border Gas Pipeline Company, who still have regional offices here in Brookings, just off of the North Bypass. We can blame them for this, I guess.
No, actually, I was going to South Dakota State University back in 65, so I'm almost as old. But like I say, it takes a beginning, but it's grown into something, like you say, now that's a national event. And let me ask what the entertainment is going to be. Go ahead and run down the gamut. Now, it starts on...
Okay.
Give us the dates, too, so we know which day it is.
Okay. Well, July 13th and 14th is our festival, I do have a calendar here in front of me. We have three stages, and we also have mingling or strolling minstrels or groups that we have that kind of move around the park. And of course, it's a big park, so we have lots of shade, and so those people can move around and just have a gathering wherever they decide to stop and go. So on Saturday, we have a group called Toy Hearts. They are coming from Birmingham. Play a lot of American music of all kinds, bluegrass, country swing. They've kind of made their own mark in that style. It's a very upbeat kind of music. When you're walking around the park, it's really nice to hear that kind of thing coming. They have moved from England to Austin, Texas, and so they're called the Toy Hearts, and they will be playing several times on Saturday and also on Sunday. And then we have another group from, it's called the Everett Smithson Band, and they play a Mississippi kind of music, blues, Zydeco, funky roots, a little bit of Creole.
New Orleans.
Every few years, we have to throw in some Zydeco music, and it is just perfect in the park. When they do a session, they'll be actually doing a separate session on the children's stage, and any kid who would like a little harmonica session will be allowed to come up on stage and get a little free lesson, and maybe toot a few notes on a harmonica from that. That group is sponsored by the Minnesota Blues Society, and again, that's the Everett Smith Band, Smithson Band. We have our great Curtis and Loretta, who are just a couple that come and they move around the park do all kinds of just really nice, soft music around there. On Sunday morning at 8:30, we have a church service. It started out primarily because a lot of our vendors are setting up and they are, of course, on the road, and they it's nice to offer that non-denominational church service. So that's at 8:30. Last year, we had over 300 people there, and a lot of community members have started coming to that church service early Sunday morning, and then enjoying the activities of Sunday morning at the park and with the festival. Immediately following that church service, this year, the Brookings Community Band is going to be doing what would amount to their sixth show. They usually do a Sunday night performance and skip the Sunday of the Arts Festival. And this year, they're going to actually be doing a short performance immediately following the church service. So if you like the Brookings Community Band, or if you'd like to hear how they sound and maybe be tempted to come back on another Sunday night at a later time, it's a good time to catch up with them. Kate Baum is going to be here, and she is born and raised right here in South Dakota. She has been in Alaska teaching for 9 years, and so she's going to be coming back. She plays the guitar, the dulcimer, the banjo. She does a little Irish ballad, a little bit bluegrass, and so just a really fun time to get to see somebody who's kind of a hometown person. And then Phil Baker is going to be on our children's stage. So he has been here off and on through the years, and of course he is a Brookings person. We gladly claim him. And so he is going to be off and on the kids' stages, and he gets the kids just going. They just love him. He gets them up on stage with them. He gets them to dance and sing, and I saw him do the limbo last year with the kids. We do have a performance by the Prairie Repertory Theater. Every year we highlight them in one of the performances. So they come down and they sing and perform snippets from all four shows as best as they can. So there's a lot of music. That's a lot of energy going on when they're up on stage, on the main stage. So we have dance groups, gymnastics groups, cheer groups who come in, are on the children's stages and give a nice performance to kind of showcase their talents. So those are just some of our performers this year. We do have a fun thing. We've got a living statue that has been with us for 2 years now, and she will be back. And if you can find her in the park, that is really, really neat to watch her perform. And by perform is how still and quiet she is and how amazingly she looks, exactly like a bronze or a alabaster sculpture in the park. And then we have Captain Jack Sparrow, who is a dead ringer for Captain Jack, the Johnny Depp Captain Jack. And the cool thing about Captain Jack is he's not just walking around as a guy dressed up. Captain Jack is actually, we met him through the historic group and the historic festival that's in January. And Captain Jack actually has deep research into buccaneers and what would be pirates, but how it all evolved. And so he actually has a true living history to share. Of course, there's a whole lot of people who just want to pose with him, and he gladly does that. But he's quite entertaining as he's walking around at the festival down in Pioneer Park.
Well, don't forget your camera, but they should also bring, some sunscreen lotion?
Oh.
Maybe a blanket to sit on the ground? What else should people bring?
Well, I always tell people, it is a park. There is lots and lots of shade. We try to make sure that our picnic tables and most of our stages have adequate are in the shade so people can move around. But we do spray. The city of Brookings takes wonderful care of us. And so the park is heavily sprayed earlier in the week for mosquitoes. If you, obviously check the weather and see what the weather looks like. So hats, of course. And, yes, sunscreen would be a good thing. We have, I always tell people, if you feel like you're getting a little bit in the crowd, there's lots and lots of places to just step back and catch your breath and just look around. And I love to people watch, so I often just sit down and just watch the people walk by sometimes. We have 41 food booths this year. So we have just about any kind of food that you can imagine and beverages to nourish you and to quench your thirst. And so I'd like to throw a pitch in for those, if you don't mind.
You bet.
We have all kinds of, lovely, lovely beverages. One of our churches makes the best smoothie, fresh fruit smoothies that you can imagine. We've got, of course, the fresh squeezed orange or lemonade here too, and we have one of our Lutheran churches here in Brookings makes the best apple crisp, and you can have it a la mode if you'd like. We have a new booth from last year, Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda. It's an old fashioned root beer, and it's set up like a barnwood and booth. Barnwood booth is what I'd call it.
You can set up. You can ask for a sarsaparilla.
He actually sells the. He sells you the cup, and you can have all you can drink if you buy the big cup. So, my brother-in-law and nephew got into that last year. They had a blast, and just kind of went crazy with that and had a great time. We've got the traditional Indian tacos and the onion rings. That everybody loves. We've got the taco bags. I'm looking at the list here. We've got deep-fried pickles and cheesecake bites this year. I'm not sure how you can deep-fry cheesecake, but it's worth a try.
Well, try a little bit at a time. I was going to say, before we went out of time, Sherry, we're talking with Sherry Avery of the Brookings Summer Arts Festival coming up the second weekend of July. The Children's Museum, is that going to be open during the weekend?
It is open on Saturday and Sunday, I believe. But they're actually... having a booth at the Arts Festival. We have a children's area that has about 8 or 10 booths in it, and Children's Museum and our Brookings Friends of Library, the Arts Council, Boys and Girls Club, and several others will have booths at the Arts Festival. So there's a children's area where people can take their children and have activities, and it's kind of a make-and-take place. So the activities run, we ask them to keep their activities between $1 and $5. And so that's a really nice thing to get kids, mm-hmm. again, to get the younger generation to start thinking about art.
Real quick now, the Children's Museum, though, don't they have the dinosaurs there?
They do.
Okay.
The Children's Museum is off of 5th Street, and we are on 1st Street. So it's about 4 blocks away, just basically across the downtown area.
Before we
go, if we have time, I'd really like to talk about shuttle buses for a little while.
We
do have some construction on 6th Street.
Is there some camping?
There is not. There's camping in Sexower Park, but I believe it would be totally full this year. So Your best bet, if you need, you can check the local hotels for hotel rooms. The university does have a conferences and conventions phone number we could give to you. All of our information can be off of our website, which is www.bsaf, just the acronym for Brookings Summer Arts Festival, bsaf.com.
And you're on Facebook.
We are on Facebook, and we'll be trying to update that. Again, we've got some construction on 6th Street, and so we're encouraging people to think about using the shuttle buses this year. If you're coming off of I-29 at the exit 132, our very first shuttle bus stop would be at First Bank and Trust East Branch at the corner of 6th Street and 22nd Avenue. It's really just south of Perkins, right in front of that First Bank and Trust. That is a definite place to get on a shuttle bus and come down. They'll drop you off literally at the corner of the park, and they'll pick you up, and it's just $1 one way. And our second spot this year for our shuttle bus will be at the South Dakota Agricultural Heritage Museum on North Madary Avenue.
Okay,
that's a new spot for us.
Sherry, I wish I had more time, but first of all, how many people were there last year, do you think?
Between 75 and 80,000 people.
So you'll get to meet a lot of people. Kind of alumni of the SDSU, too. But Sherry, first of all, you can check it on Facebook or on your website, Brookings Summer Arts Festival. I'm afraid our time is up, but Sherry Avery, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much. Okay?
Okay. We'll get that on tomorrow morning for you. Thank you.
Oh, will you run the whole thing or edit, like I said?
Pretty much the whole thing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It sounded really good. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Next, Aegis was the shield of Athens and Zeus, and today means operating under the protection of her powerful, knowledgeable. Next, Aegis was the shield of Athena and Zeus, and today means operating under the protection of a powerful or knowledgeable being, or next month, the name of a movie being filmed in Mitchell. It's set in the Wild West man towns of the booming North Dakota oil fields. The director, Charlie Bueller, a former Miss South Dakota and Mitchell native, is now living in Los Angeles.